Pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Kenny Rogers.
Warm summer's evening. On a train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Time to lead me, Lucille. With four hungry children and a crop in the field.
Morning to each and every one of you, and happy Thanksgiving here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. This here is your old host with the most, country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration as we pay tribute to Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, and their many duets and single recordings as well. Here on the Way Back with Johnny Show over CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in.
Give her a great big welcome. Dolly Parton!
My coat of many colors that my mama made. When you left, you thought I'd sit, and you thought I'd wait, and you thought I'd cry. You called me a dumb mom.
We'll always love you.
And now, world-renowned tribute artist Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers and Lori Lynn as Miss Dolly Parton.
Islands in the sea, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music, and today, all Thanksgiving style music. I would like to invite y'all into Thanksgiving Sunday morning, 2025. With that mentioned, we will also remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the St. Lawrence Seaway. We are also being heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, Limestone City of Canada, and also via www.oshawarocks.com in the Durham and Greater Toronto areas as well. And with that shared, you are listening to the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock Show, Thanksgiving Edition 2025. For all us Canadians, it's Thanksgiving, and for all our American friends south of the border, it's a long weekend as well, I do believe. I'd like to welcome y'all into the Way Back Show today and share that along with Thanksgiving, we will also be celebrating the music of Dolly and Kenny today, due to, in part, a program that is happening on October 17th, that's Friday coming up, and it's going to be a great tribute show done by Alan Turner and also Lori Lynn as the duet legends of Kenny and Dolly. With that mentioned, I would also like to invite y'all into the program today and share some great classic country music with y'all. First of all, we're going to open up with our good friend Tom Wilson out of Brockville, Ontario there, an old-time live version of Company's Coming. And then we will follow that with an all-time classic by Kenny and Dolly, which was one of their final projects together called You Can't Make Old Friends. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into the program today and say happy Thanksgiving. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, oh, you all come, see us when you can.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. We'll join in on those harmony parts when I call your name. You can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was you and me since way back when, but you can't make.
St. Peter opens the gate,
and you come walking in.
I'll be there just waiting for you.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
No. And when I'm out on the stage all alone, I hear the music begin.
We all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No, no.
Young again.
You can't make old friends. You and me
will be together again.
'Cause we both know
we'll still be old friends.
Well, yes, friends, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time of the program to send out some very special Thanksgiving Sunday greetings and dedications. First, I'd like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn, and for her today, it'll be a classic from 1974, which was a number one hit for none other than Cal Smith, and his all-time classic and one of Mama's favorite songs called Country Bumpkin. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, as he is often referred to as, who just celebrated his birthday this past Wednesday. It'll be a classic by the legendary Man in Black and his own version of the old song called Paradise. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my good friends, the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and his beloved wife, Miss Nancy, up there in Pickering. For them, it's going to be a special Thanksgiving wish, and also get well wishes to Miss Nancy, who I understood took a bit of a fall the other day. So for them today, it'll be a classic by Michael T. Wall and his own version of the old Johnny Cash classic called I Still Miss Someone. We'll also put this out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, and also my dear late companion and soulmate, Miss Thelma, on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. She said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
When I was a child, my family would travel back to western Kentucky, where my parents were born, to a backward old town that I often remember so many times that my memories are worn. Then sometimes we'd travel on down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adrian's Hill, where the air smelt like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done called it away. Well, the coal companies came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, then rolled it all down to the progress of man. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. I let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting 5 miles away from wherever I am. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train hauled it away.
At my door, the leaves are falling. The cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner and I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. And I still miss someone.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Now, friends, I'd like to send out some special dedications out to the mighty Ottawa Valley, which I can imagine is full of the fall colors at this time of year with Thanksgiving. And with that mentioned, we're going to send out some special Thanksgiving wishes to our good friends and family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky in Eganville, Ontario, today on the banks of Bonshire. With that, for them today, it's going to be a classic by none other than Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, and a song called The Log Driver's Song. Then we'll send out a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda Mae Garbutt of CJHR Valley Heritage Radio. Just a reminder that Vic does his Sunday evening programs 7 till 10 even over CJHR Valley Heritage, and he plays a lot of the music that I play here as well, so be sure to tune that in. And for them today, it's going to be a classic by none other than Miss Julie Johnston from the Ottawa Valley, and called The Leaves Mustn't Fall. And then we'll send out a song for our good friend down there in the Leeds County, and of course that's none other than Tom Wilson, a Border Bluegrass and the Western All-Stars band, and his old friend was of course Ralph Carlson, who did a beautiful fall type song called The Redwood Hills. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good day to all my Valley listeners up the Valley way. Welcome in, friends, and happy Thanksgiving.
Timber!
Timber!
There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. In the spring, if you go where the headwaters flow, you will hear this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the fall of the year, they pack up their gear for Kalanjin, the Swayo,
sitting
tumbling down. The leaves mustn't fall. Oh no, they mustn't fall. I'm tying the leaves so they will stay. I've lost my mom and dad. Now sisters all I have. Don't let the falling leaves take her.
I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River's my home.
Now, friends, it brings me a lot of honor to welcome to our Wayback with Johnny show this morning a true link to Kenny Rogers. But he was not only a good friend of Kenny's, but he also knew Kenny for about 10 years, the last 10 years of his life. With that, it is a very special honor to welcome our next guest, who is also appearing at the Spire in Kingston here on October 17th, that's Friday coming up. It's going to be an interview with none other than tribute artist Alan Turner. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic. Well, it's a redone cover version of the old Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler, which it was made famous by Kenny, but of course is played today and performed today by none other than our tribute artist and, of course, our interview guest, Alan Turner. So with that, here is our good friend, tribute artist to Kenny Rogers, Mr. Alan Turner from Michigan.
Hey, Johnny, glad to be with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. So, let's go back to when and how all this began.
The training of Kenny is a little more recent thing, right? As you mentioned, I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Yes.
But to kind of get you a handle of really what this has been all about to me personally, is take you back to when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
My father was terminally ill with cancer, and he passed away just before my 10th birthday. And the very last gift I got from him was a vinyl record called The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Okay. Yeah.
Fell in love with country music. It was, became my life. And Kenny became my musical hero growing up. Not only was it a great album, it was the last gift I got from my father. So
exactly. It was, something meaningful.
Crazy thing. And I never thought I'd ever be a tribute artist. That was never in my plan. You know, I got married. I was in a big hair rock band when I was 18, and I got married at 18, and I gave up music and raised a family. And then later in life, after my youngest 5 kids getting close to graduating high school, I decided to get back in music and to kind of fulfill my goals as a songwriter, singer-songwriter. And I started doing that, put together a band, started touring, doing all that stuff, recording music, and had the privilege to open for Kenny Rogers in Las Vegas in 2010.
Oh,
got to meet my hero. And, you know, so often we look up the Hollywood types, you know, and you meet them for the first time, and you think the world of them, you meet them, and they turn out to be jerks. Kenny was everything you thought he was on TV. He was such a kind, wonderful man. I told him the story about my father and the album, and he was so interested in it, and he was just really kind to me. And in 2014, when I signed my deal in Nashville, it was Kenny Rogers' attorney, Bruce Phillips, that looked over my contract to make sure I wasn't being taken advantage of free of charge. That's the kind of guy Kenny Rogers was, and I can go on about the story. I knew him the last 10 years of his life, and, you know, when March 20th came along, we're right at the beginning of COVID, right? And
lockdowns
and all that. My wife woke me that morning and told me Kenny had passed away, and I was heartbroken. I told the band, I said, you know what, let's put together a tribute show honor Kenny Rogers. You know, tribute bands were becoming really popular, and I said, let's put together a tribute show, but let's do this authentically. I told them I'll stop dyeing my hair. I'll grow my hair out, look, the whole thing, because if you look at any of my earlier music, my records or anything, you'll see that I had dark hair. Of course, I was dyeing it to look young. My hair went gray when I was in my early 40s, kind of like Kenny.
Yes, okay.
And, we did that. Ever since, been traveling around the country, and it's been a big hit. We play in sold out theaters all over the country, the United States, and obviously into Canada. And,
of course,
and, the Philippines to do some stuff. It's just been a lot of fun.
So you also not only look like Kenny, but you also sound like Kenny when you sing The Gambler and different things.
Yeah, I think that's because he was my hero growing up.
Yes.
I styled my voice after him. You know, if you look at my original music, it's not so much like Kenny.
That's true.
He did a lot of that, more rocking country.
Mm-hmm.
That was more my style of writing and things. But singing-wise, the way I, you know, pronounce a vowel and the way I hold out my notes, I just think I styled myself after Kenny Rogers, not really even realizing. Because, you know, when you're 10 years old and you're out 2.5 acres of grass on your family farm, you know, you just, you do a lot of singing as a singer, right? And I would sing all those Kenny Rogers songs.
And try to copy them then, I see.
Yeah.
Share with us some of your own original music, if you would.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, when my youngest was graduating, just getting close to graduating, I decided to get back into it and started writing. And, you know, my music kind of kind of tongue-in-cheek. Sometimes I was kind of in the vein of a Toby Keith style, you know, but then I was kind of all over the place, you know. I've got a song called That's Why They Make Beer. That would have been a great Toby Keith song.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing, but I also have an element of me that really pulls from my Christian faith, which is inspirational, and I wrote a lot of inspirational music as well that just kind of pulls from that element who I am.
For sure. And you were mentioning that you have done this tour all over Canada and the U.S. as well as over in Europe. What is it like to follow in Kenny's footsteps, if I may say that?
Yeah, those are big shoes.
Yes, they are.
You know, anytime I do these shows and people come and say, oh, you're bringing Kenny back for me, you know, that. And I've picked up a lot of fans that way, of people that are just so glad to be able to go see Kenny live. Because our show, people can expect to see, expect to hear, is this authentic representation of what Kenny did. I mean, I'm telling all his stories, telling all his jokes. It is Kenny Rogers on stage for 90 minutes, basically. And, of course, this show coming up here, Kenny and Dolly show. So an authentic tribute of what it might have been like to go see Kenny and Dolly in 1980 when they were doing their tours together.
And you also have a tour, you say, in Ottawa, but also you have a stop in Kingston as well as Cornwall.
Kingston is the show. And then also the town you mentioned, Cornwall, yes. Again, same show. It's basically the same show. It's just an authentic representation of Kenny and Dolly together. And then, of course, Christmas music, as we're getting into the Christmas season.
Yes.
And we're doing a Kenny and Dolly Christmas, you know, which is basically Kenny's Christmas show and hitting off of all the Kenny and Dolly Christmas songs that they recorded on the Christmas to Remember album. Our hit, the hits of Kenny and Dolly as well.
For sure. And so you're also working with Lori Lynn, I understand.
Yeah, Lori Lynn and I have been doing this for about, I think it's 2 years. It might be a little longer than that.
Okay.
I got a call 3 or 4 years ago. I was trying to produce a show in Ohio, and they were looking for a Kenny Rogers, and they had a Dolly. And I said, oh, okay, well, if I'm interested, if I'm open, I'm interested in doing it, because that would always been kind of the natural progression just from doing the Kenny shows. Do a Kenny and Dolly show.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they're countries, you know, probably most sought after duo, right?
That's true. But,
So I said, yeah, I'm very interested. Well, it never came up. The show never came together or something. The producer never followed back up. But a week later, I got a call from, I think it was Lori, reached out to me. And I said, yeah, put together something. And I had a show coming up, a Kenny show coming up. And I said, why don't you come to the Kenny show? It wasn't that far for her to have to drive because she's Lori's based out of Ontario.
Yeah.
I'm in the United States. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't that far of a drive for her to come. And so she came, and then we did kind of like a surprise thing at the end of the night, because my Kenny shows, we always close with Islands in the Stream. And I have a backup singer who does all the duet stuff with me. So at the end of that show, we did the little surprise thing, and Dolly came out and sang. And it went over really great.
So
we got a taste of working together and what it was like, and then we just kind of built the show after that and started doing it.
I see, yes. And so looking at the Kenny Rogers that you portray, what is the most requested songs, or what are the most sought after songs by the fans?
They want to hear, you know, they want to hear all the hits, you know, the ballad, especially those ballads of the 80s, and we do, you know, because we span 6 decades of hits, right? You know, from the first edition days, all the way through really to the end. They even do a song off the most recent album that came out after he died, that called Goodbye.
Okay.
We do all the hits. People want to hear them all. Islands in the Streams, people go nuts when that song comes on. That is probably the most popular song of all the Kenny Rogers tunes. But obviously The Gambler and Coward of the County and Sweet Music Man, The Greatest. People love it when we do
The Greatest then. Okay.
We do. I was getting a lot of requests for it, so we weren't doing it.
I
was starting to get a lot of requests for it. I was like, okay, we're going to do it. So we started doing that, added that, Sweet Music Man, and we do a song that a lot of people don't realize is a Kenny Rogers song, a song called Old Red. It was a big hit by a guy by the name of Blake Shelton.
Yes.
In 2000. Yes. But what people don't realize is in 1993, when radio was kind of ignoring Kenny because he was kind of coming off, you know, his really high years as being a superstar, that song as well in the full Kenny show. We don't do it in the Kenny and Dolly show because we get limited on the number of hits
of
I
course.
Can do. So I gotta do that. But it's always nice to pull that out and surprise me that they find out, oh, it's a Kenny Rogers song.
I never knew that. I knew George Jones had a version of it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, George Jones had a version, too.
So what is your thoughts on what keeps the music alive and the legacy going all these years later?
It's who Kenny Rogers was.
Yeah.
He was approachable, personable with his fans. As I told you, when I first met him, you know, I was a starstruck guy, you know, that opened up for him and put his arm around me, pat me on the back, and told me what a great job I did. And I was like, you know, he was just so personal.
And genuine.
I find that when I talk to people, because we do a meet and greet after the shows.
Yes.
People come up and they tell me all about their experiences meeting Kenny and how nice and kind he was. And I think that goes such a long way. He's something more than just somebody up on a stage to your fans. And Kenny was that. And the legacy, you know, I when I first started doing the show, I thought, maybe we'll do it for about 5 years, and, you know, the fan base is going to start weaning off and dying off, and,
yeah.
you know, go back to doing my original music program or something, but that's not the case. You would think that it would be all extremely elderly people that are in these audiences, but
for
that's
sure.
not the case. There's people come to me and say, oh, you know, wearing their Kenny Rogers shirts, and say, I saw Kenny Rogers with my grandfather. We used to go see the Christmas show every year.
Nice.
And, you know, we're gonna keep coming as long as you keep doing this and keeping it. So my goal is keep the legacy alive as long as I can.
Okay, and what does that mean to you being, like, you are carrying on the legacy, but what does it mean to you when these people or these fans come up to you and say those things?
It's really moving to me, and it's... Yeah. For me, it's like, this is really cool. And you know, for people to be really moved by my presentation of Kenny and to tell me, oh, you sound just like him. You look just like him. You know, these type of things. I'm grateful.
Okay.
Because it never, again, this was never my goal. This was never my goal to be a tributer. But reward I get in these shows and the joy that I see in people's faces and people are telling me after the show, this is well worth it.
Exactly.
This fulfills that drive that a singer songwriter's heart, a performer's heart, right? You know, people, this is what we want to do. Is we want to entertain people. And when you know you're doing that, you're accomplishing it. It's like, it's really something special.
For sure, yes, exactly. So looking at the Christmas show on November 28th of this year, what
yeah.
songs, like, you must do Hard Candy Christmas and different ones like that, do you?
Yeah, Hard Candy Christmas, and she'll do, what's another one? Smoky Mountain Christmas.
Okay.
And then we'll do a bunch of songs off of the album that Kenny and Don, they only put out the one Christmas album together.
Yes, that's true.
We'll do a bunch of yeah. songs off of that, I can't think.
One of my favorites was always I Believe in Santa Claus.
I Believe in Santa Claus is one of the ones we do. I'll be there with Bells on.
Yeah.
Christmas to Remember, Christmas Without You. We'll be doing those songs. And then I'll do some of the Kenny standards that he did in his Christmas show. It's a really good holiday show.
For sure.
It's a great holiday show. But we do not leave out the hits.
Okay.
Jones and the Dream, Kenny the Gambler, you know, 9 to 5, all those songs, they'll be in there. It's just it'll be a limited number of hits because we're doing Christmas as well. But it's a great show for the family. You know, a couple of you just want to have a great time out and enjoy the holiday, trying to enjoy the holidays. Great show.
For sure. So with that, I want to thank you for a wonderful conversation, and I look forward to seeing you in Cornwall here on the 28th of November.
Look forward to seeing you then. Can't wait to be there.
Well, with that, you have a good day, and Merry Early Christmas, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring at the window, at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. And
for a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette, asked me for a light, and the night got deathly quiet. Said his face lost all expression. He said, you're gonna play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner, every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. In his final word, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired.
Hello, friends and listeners, Away Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to share with y'all about a great show coming to Cornwall, Ontario. On Friday, November 28th, at the Cornwall, Ontario Arts Soul Theatre, that is the night when tribute artists Alan Turner as Kenny Rogers and Laurie Lynn as Dolly Parton will do their Christmas tribute to Kenny and Dolly. You know their music, you love their duet, so why don't you come out and support the great tribute to the legendary icons of Kenny and Dolly. Tickets can be purchased by visiting altsvilletheater.com. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30, and this is one event that's going to make those Christmas dreams come true. So be sure to get your tickets today by visiting Altsville Theater.
Get away with me to another world, and we rely on each other.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview with our good friend Alan Turner of the Kenny Rogers Tribute, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show. With that shared, it is once again time to turn back the years to the golden era of country music, and what I like to call the vinyl blast from vinyl past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that Vinyl Vault Door is once again wide open, I would like to remember a classic album cut, this time off an old LP that I have here of Ferlin Husky, called Freckles and Pollywog Days. With that, this album came out in 1974. I have found a song I really like off of it called Everything is Nothing Without You. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on this great channel. Welcome in, friends.
Baby ducks and puppies,
morning sunrise on the ocean blue. The stars and moon are shining at their brightest, but everything is nothing without you. I'm proud that I am a part of God's creation. Life itself is beautiful, it's true. I'll tell the world without hesitation that everything is nothing without you. The leaves are changing colors in the forest, and amidst the trees, the sun comes peeping through. A stream of water rippling down the mountain, but everything is nothing without you. I'm proud that I'm a part of God's creation. It's beautiful, it's true. I'll tell the world without hesitation that everything is nothing without you. Everything is nothing without you.
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to play a little clip that our good friend Peter Trenum from Pugwash, Nova Scotia, did on the story of how Grandpa Jones first came to write Falling Leaves. Then we'll hear from that all-time classic Thanksgiving-style song called Falling Leaves by Grandpa Jones himself. Then we'll hear another all-time classic gospel-inspired song, this time by our dear friend Peter Trenum, and a song called Take Me Back to the Old Country Church. With that, I hope to talk to on the other side of the second hour of this morning's program. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy Thanksgiving, and happy Columbus Day south of the border. Welcome in, friends.
Falling Leaves was written by Grandpa Jones, and he first recorded the song for Monument Records on a 45 RPM single back in 1964. It was the fall of the year, and Grandpa was attending a funeral, and the leaves were blowing around, giving him the idea for the song.
Upon the ground, some folks drift along through life and never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground. Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. To your grave, there's no use taking any gold. You cannot use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away.
My wandering days, I had wandered away. I had wandered away from my Lord. But in my heart was a dream, and my soul was so lean to return to the old country church. Take me back to my old country church. Take me back to that old country church, to the place where we all used to meet. Take me back to that old country church, where the gospel of Jesus was preached. Take me back to my old country church. The church bells ring, I can hear the choir sing, I remember every word that preacher said. Jesus came to save your soul, come my friend and join the fold, come and join the fold of Jesus, he's the way. Take me back to my old country church. Take me back to that old country church, to the place where we all used to meet. Take me back to that old country church, where the gospel of Jesus was preached. Take me back to my old country church. I will be the first one that you'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever